It's the top five at five on the Rocon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
No need to get so bossy. Get on with it. That's fine. It is the top five at five on the Rocon Show. Brian Noonan in for Roe and Anna. They'll be back with you on Monday. Let's get this started, shall we? Checking in at
number five.
After being the first Democratic representative to call on Representative John Conyers to leave Congress over sexual harassment settlements, Representative Kathleen Rice appeared on CNN to again take on her colleague.
Because enough is enough. At this point, what I am voicing publicly is what every single private citizen is saying across America. Why are the rules for politicians in Washington different than they are for everyone else? And the list is endless. Compare what happened to Harvey Weinstein, Louis C.K., Mark Halperin, all appropriate consequences. And yet once we start getting into the realm of politicians, well, let's get the Ethics Commission into it and, you know, let's investigate this, you know, and take forever to come up with a conclusion.
There have been calls for, obviously, Representative Conyers to resign, but people are saying the counter-argument is that the congressman is, quote, innocent until proven guilty, end quote.
We're not talking about a court of law here. I have spent my entire career before coming to Washington as a prosecutor. This is not beyond a reasonable doubt. We don't have any legal standard here. We are talking about the court of public opinion. We're talking about holding men accountable for their actions. And a lot of these men against whom these allegations have been made are never going to face their day in court. The victims in these cases are never going to have their day in court. That's a separate issue. Right now, what we're talking about is there going to be any level of accountability?
She makes a good point because, and I know that's the, for the court of law, innocent until proven guilty. That's the presumption. But just like all the people she mentioned who were fired, from Charlie Rose to everybody else, well, if this is the case, then, you know, if the accusations rise to that level, then you gotta go. Because a private company has a right to fire anybody based on their will, you know, your work at will for, in a lot of places. And also, you know, a lot of CEOs and different big contracts come with morals clauses. I know Sam has about four morals clauses in his contract. Isn't that correct, Sam?
Nah.
All right. Listen, I know you don't want to get into the specifics of your deal. I don't blame you. But anyway, yeah, you don't. It does seem to take a lot longer with our elected representatives. Let's go. Checking in at
number four.
Nigel Lithgow, the brainchild behind American Idol, is troubled by misconduct allegations made by Ryan Seacrest's stylist, especially because she allegedly wanted $15 million in return for her silence. The stylist claims Seacrest crossed the line with her between 2007 and 2010, right at the time American Idol was huge. Nigel says the money demand is troubling.
You know, we're going through a time at this moment where we're sorting out a lot of terrible people. But at the same time, I think there are accusations and allegations being made by a number of people that are questionable.
Right.
And all I'm frightened of at the moment is that it always used to be you're innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely.
And now we're living in a world where you're guilty by allegations until you prove yourself innocent.
Yeah, we're not, we do make that conclusion. If you're accused, you're guilty. The woman's lawyer asked for $15 million and threatened to send a press release, which he had prepared, to the media unless he got paid. This, according to multiple sources, the lawyer denies that he demanded $15 million, but does not deny making a money demand. So where do you, all right, so it might not have been $15 million, it might have been $10 million, and I will agree with Nigel on this. It is troubling because all these other women who have accused all these other guys, they're not coming for it. They're not asking for money. They see, you know, they're taking abuse from multiple sides. Not to say that this woman is lying, but when you ask for money that far down the road, it's going to cast a little suspicion on you, you know, because if you've been a victim like this, these victims just want things to be made right. They're not looking for financial compensation. So it's a little crazy. Let's check in at
number three.
Oh, the iconic song from Frozen, "Let It Go," was shamelessly ripped off for a famous internet from a famous international artist. Say it isn't so. They are now suing everyone even remotely connected with the smash hit. I have just been included in the lawsuit for singing that one refrain of "Let It Go." Horrifying. Jamie Sierra claims in a new lawsuit, "Let It Go" was obviously inspired by his song "Volar." We do have a little "Let It Go" coming up because we have to hear this. Sierra recorded that song in 2008, and it was played globally. Sierra says the striking similarities include note combinations, structures, hooks, melodies, lyrics, themes, production, and textures.
Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
All right, can you play the first one again? Can you play me a little Volar again? Not Volar. Whoa. And a little more "Let It Go." A little "Let It Go."
Let it go.
Oh, my.
Let it go. Turn away and
all right, Sam, you're on the jury.
It's a rip-off.
It's a rip-off.
Yeah.
Because, Sarah, you're all about music in your other life, would you say? What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, man. Well, he's suing Disney, Idina Menzel, who recorded it for the movie, Demi Lovato. He's suing Mr. Roboto. If Sierra wins, the judgment could be humongous. He wants profits from the movie, the music, the marketing, everything. And he actually wants to play Olaf the Snowman in any further sequels. So it is a horrifying, horrifying way to go. It does sound very close. Really close.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
It's
the fire is so
beautiful outside. People are all over Michigan Avenue outside the Allstate Showcase studio.
It really is nice outside.
Gorgeous. I can't wait to get out there, run around like Will Ferrell in old school. But that's neither here nor there. Yes, you heard me. Right now, we must continue the top five at five, checking in at
number two.
Number two. In comments to reporters Sunday, Bob Catter, an Australian Parliament member, addressed the topic of gay marriage. It's a subject which apparently ranks pretty low on Catter's priority list, and it ranks very low when compared to, say, I don't know, killer crocodiles. The politician's remarks began smoothly enough as he tried to adopt a posture of ambivalence. Then, in the blink of an eye, Catter's mood turned dark, and he executed one of the clumsiest segues in television history.
Yeah, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. Yeah, I mean, let there be 1,000 blossoms blooming as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, but I ain't spending any time on it, because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
First of all, the beginning sounded like he had no idea what language he was even going to try to speak. Then it goes from okay, I'm not gonna think about gay marriage because you know people are getting killed by crocodiles in Queens. I don't know if you heard of that. Every couple days there's a crazy crocodile. He's killing people. So but, you know, I'm not paying attention to the other thing, which I obviously don't even know how to address because I'm terrified by the whole situation. So I'm gonna leave that alone, and then we'll just go. Can you just play the beginning of that again? Because that's the kind of response that if you have any sort of media training, and if you're a politician, they tell you how to, you know, address people. This is not how you do it.
Yeah, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. Yeah.
I mean, you made me talk about that.
But I ain't spending any time on it, because in the meantime, every 3 months...
Every 3 months.
...is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Every 3 months, a killer crocodile is taking somebody down. If I lie, don't make me answer that, because then my real feelings will come out, and that's going to cost me things, my reputation, my election, everything. So I'm just going to, oh, hey, look, an alligator. That's like distracted by the shiny object. All right, and finally, checking in at
number one.
Oh, conservative firebrand Tomi Lahren makes number one here on the top five of five. She's made a name for herself in the last couple of years. She became a viral sensation for her final thoughts on The Blaze, a conservative website, and is now best known for melting snowflakes, in quotes. She has since moved on to become, yeah, she's since moved on because she was fired from The Blaze because she dared to take a stand of being pro-choice. Oh, my goodness. We can't have you saying that if you're on The Blaze. Out you go, Tomi. Well, now she's on Fox News. The website Super Deluxe has turned the outspoken conservative to an 80s pop star. The style of the song is a clear homage to the likes of Tiffany or Cyndi Lauper.
Hey, ladies.
Enjoy your lunch. There you go. So Cassara's pulling the top five of five. Here's a little behind the music for you. And all I hear is hysterical laughter coming from Cassara. And I'm like, oh, this has got to be funny.
It's so good.
It is hilarious. And those are her actual quotes. They didn't write this song. That's her actual quotes.
Yeah, they just chopped it up.
Yeah. That made it very nice. So that's Tomi Lahren. If you want to go to Super Deluxe, you can...
The song is a hit. It was doing really well on Twitter.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It's a viral sensation.
It is. It's a good song.
Well, she's a piece of work, that one. She definitely is. She knows how to create conversation.
I want to see like what she responds with to this song. Well,
smart, she does a dance video. She embraces it, and she just, you know, creates her own little Tomi dance.
Yeah.
Like a dap and a, you know.
Whatever. She'll skyrocket even more.
Maybe she twerks. What do you think about that, Violetta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Violetta's like, hey, that was weird. We're not talking about that anymore. Okay, well, then we wrap it up.
The top five at five.